T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to Tommy Tucker, WWL, AMFM.com.
Believe it or not, there are stories being written in some publications, being written, you see on Twitter and so forth, with the government shutdown, talking about canceling the Super Bowl this year. Seriously.
Really?
Now, when the Saints win on Sunday, they'd better not do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to wait around.
And if for whatever reason the Saints don't win, they can cancel a damn thing. I don't care. At that point, it's over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
Just shut it down.
Oh.
Wait till next year. 260-1870. We have tickets to give away to the Saints-Rams NFC Championship game Sunday in the Dome. You need to pick these tickets up either today or tomorrow. So please don't win them if you can't pick them up, because maybe you should. I'll use them. Here's the bottom line. All you got to do is keep listening for Bobby J. Hebert doing the Who Dat chant. When he does, I give you the number to call and win. There's no need calling between now and then because you're not going to win. But you can call and talk to us, our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll, as we count down toward that Saints-Rams game for which you can win tickets this morning. 3 days, 6 hours, 54 minutes, 19 seconds on our WWL.com countdown clock. Are you getting more nervous or more confident? When looking ahead to the weather, 30% chance for showers. A couple of sprinkles on the windshield early this morning. Highs of 68, 73 tomorrow with a 20% chance for showers. Saturday, and thankfully the front's going to come through then and not Sunday, a 100% chance for showers. But then the temperature drops, and they're saying high Sunday of 48 with plenty of wind. So actually, I think it's better to barbecue and tailgate when it's cold, because when it's hot, it's too hot with the barbecue pit. But that's just me. Blue Runner Fruit Opinion Poll, Saints game 3 days away. You get more confident, more worried. Pretty evenly split right now at 52 to 48. Kirk, hey, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say that I'm not nervous. I know the Saints going to win. It's going to be a close game. The only time I'm going to get worried is when, if we're losing, like I said last game, if we're losing by 2 scores and we have less than 2 minutes in the game, 2 minutes or less in the game, that's when I'm worried, and we don't have the ball. Because I went back on YouTube and looked at the highlights from that Cowboys-Rams game. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys held the Rams to 4 field goals in their own stadium. On top of that, Prescott made a lot of bad throws. So it wasn't that they got extremely blown out by the Rams, like the score says, but it wasn't all that impressive because Goff even, I think, fumbled the ball once or twice in the game, and everybody talking about their two-headed running back. How about Kamara and Ingram, the original Lightning and Thunder? So everybody just calm down. Don't panic. It's going to be hard fought. They're going to come in with an attitude because we already beat them. But in the long run, we're going to beat them. 28-24.
All right, Rodney, thank you. I'm glad you called. Have a good day. 260-1870 to Sean in Bro Bridge. Hey, Sean, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Hi, Tommy. I just wanted to call in. I wanted to give a chant, but I'm kind of around my workplace. So I don't want to make a lot of noise, but I'm getting really excited.
No. Keep it low. We don't get you in trouble.
Yeah.
We can hear you.
I want to quickly say two things. Number one, we cannot come out and throw the ball deep on the first play. We got to dink the ball around like we did in the Super Bowl. Dink the ball around. Drew Brees is the most accurate quarterback in the NFL. Don't throw deep, please. Dink the ball around to Kamara, to whoever. And then I would say, too, this is something that they haven't done yet that they need to do that I thought about this morning. Taysom Hill, put him in the slot. You know what I'm saying? He's been in the shotgun. Put him in the slot and let him go out for a pass. Throw that defense really off. Taysom Hill, put him in the slot. You know what I'm saying? Don't put him.
I think they've done that, haven't they?
Yeah, but they. What I'm saying is throw him off right away, like in the first drive. So put him in the slot and let him go out. Let Kamara go for a little screen. Let Michael Thomas go into that in route. And, man, we're going to throw him off the first play. And get the running game going. Once you get the running game going, throw a flea flick in there and throw him really off. We got to come out with a good game plan to win.
A little trickeration, huh, Sean?
Right. And on the defensive side, we got to stop the run, which I know we can. Of course, we lost a good lineman, good defensive lineman, but we got to stop the run. We can stuff him. We got more heart. We got a lot of heart in New Orleans. And then after we stop the run, and this is another thing I thought about. Put Lattimore on the weaker wide receiver, and then you take the best wide receiver for the Rams, put your weakest cornerback on him, and then take one of your safeties and double him.
All right, Sean, I appreciate it. Doing some X's and O's there. Henry on the road. Hey, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Good morning, Scoot. How you doing?
Well, it's Tommy, but that's all right, Henry. The only reason I say that is we get paid like a nickel a phone call, and I don't want them to go back and review the tape and Scoot to get my nickel. You understand what I'm saying?
I hear you.
It's a commission. No. It's a commission thing. That's all.
Yeah. Well, you know, my thing is we keep hearing about, again, this Todd Gurley and C.J. Anderson thing as if they're both going to get the ball at the same time. I mean, it's only one person can carry that ball. And that person that gets that ball, that's who we attacking. Mm-hmm. It don't matter who it's going to be. But one person we need to look out. No one's talking about Marcus Williams is going to have an awesome game in this game, Tommy. So be on the lookout. The Saints will win this game 27-17, and we headed to the Super Bowl, baby.
Henry, you know it'd be a great story. After the Minnesota thing last year, Marcus Williams steps up and makes the interception that ends the game. Wouldn't that be pretty cool?
Oh yeah. Going
to
happen.
All right, man. So you're confident. You're not worried at all.
Oh, no. I don't have a reason to be. If either I'm a doubt, I have faith. I can't have both. I'm faithful in the Saints. I've been a diehard Saints fan since I was 6-7 years old. And I never turned away from it. I never pitched nothing at the TV. I don't get mad. I roll with my team.
Now, I learned a long time ago, Henry, the finance company doesn't like when I throw things at my TV. It makes them nervous. Henry, real quick, when it comes to trading Drew Brees for any other quarterback in the playoffs, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, and don't say Pat because he'll tell you Pat's his daddy, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, or Jared Goff, would you trade Drew for any of them?
I can't trade Drew Brees because he has the highest precision passing rating, which means that he throws the ball on a dime better than any one of those quarterbacks. There's no defense for a perfect pass.
I hear you, Henry. I'm glad you called. Smiles on the road. Hi, you're on WWL. Good morning. What's up?
I think we're going to win and be a little nervous. That's why you play the game. Last week just shows you got to play it for 60 minutes. We got the interception like under three minutes, and if Kamara wouldn't have made that first down, they'd have got the ball back. So, yeah, you got to play the game for 60 minutes. But, you know, I think we're going to do all right. I think we might. It's going to be a field goal, in my opinion. I don't know what the score's going to be, but we're going to win by a field goal. And you got, as far as quarterbacks, like I said, Breeze, they can say, you know, he doesn't get the love he deserves. You know, he's broken all the records. He's got the – you know, he's the most accurate there is out there. You know, it shows in the records and what he's done. And McVay's taking lessons from Peyton. He's going to have to. You know, the old school is going to take the new boy to the woodshed and give him a little bit of an education. Now, next year it'll be a different story if the two meet again. But I think this year Peyton's going to get McVay and give him a lesson on how to coach a game.
All right, so let me ask you this. I'm going to give you four names, and you tell me who to give the check by, all right? Who to check off. Sean McVay, Andy Reid, Bill Belichick, Sean Payton. Who's the best coach?
Payton.
All right. And, of course, you got Brady, Mahomes, Goff, and Drew. You're giving the check mark to Drew.
Brees.
All right, there you go. That would mean, to me, advantage Saints, right? Rodney in Houston. Hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Hi, Tommy. How are you today?
I'm getting a little worried, but I'm all right.
Yeah. Before I give you my answer, I want to give you my history with the Saints, how long I've been a fan. I remember when I was about 7 years old, I got John Gilliam's autograph. Wow. He was driving a Corvette, and he had a turntable on his back dash with playing a record. And so I've been a Saints fan all my life. I'm nervously confident. How does that sound?
Yeah, I don't. I don't know how you cannot be a little bit nervous. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. But I think that as we, if we go into the game, I don't agree with the trickeration. You know, I don't think we should go in trying tricks. I think we should stay true to who we are. If we need to, we need to establish the run. Kamara has to be a big part of the game. We can't save him till the second half. He has to become a big part of the game. Ted Ginn's going to probably be a big part of this game because he didn't play in the last game. So I know that we need him, too. But I think we just have to really stop the run, roll over the coverage so we can cover their wide receivers the right way. But we have to keep our eye on Gurley because Gurley wasn't a big factor in the first game, and Sean McVay remembers that. So I'm thinking we're going to win, but of course, you know, with every game, I'm nervous. So yeah. I'm nervous, but I'm. Yeah.
How is it different for you now than 09, Rodney? Is it because, you know, in 09 we were just, well, let's see where this goes, but now we know what it's like to win, and now we know how hard it is to get there and how hard it is to win. And back in the day, it was like, okay, well, this is cool. But now it's like, no, this is everything.
Well, back in 09, I think we had a couple of things. I know it's all skill, but the stars aligned. You know, we had a bunch of games that we won at the last minute that it just didn't look like we would win.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of turnovers. We had a lot of turnovers in 09. We had Sharper in the backfield.
Plus turnovers, just to be clear. You're not talking about that we turned the ball over. You're saying we were up so many in the turnover category is what you're saying.
Yes. We had plus turnovers. And then our defense, they were a little bit more kamikaze. You know, I mean, they were really, all or nothing with the defensive coach we had. So we're a little different. We're smarter now. But I think now we're experienced with Drew and Sean Payton. We're smarter. Dennis Allen is a real good defensive coach, and I think he makes adjustments after halftime that really makes a difference in the game.
Rodney, we got to run. Thank you. I'm glad we called a little bit late. And you made me think of something else when you talk about the 09 defense. The rules in the NFL have changed a lot since then. I think it changes the way you play defense. All right, so NFC championship tickets to be given away sometime between now and 10 o'clock. Calling now is not going to help. You got to wait till you hear Bobby J. Hebert do the Who Dat Cheer. Do you watch rodeo?
No, once in a while.
I love it.
Yeah, I'll land on it, and then I'll go, okay, well, let's see what happens here.
It's the same. And I wonder sometimes the guys that wear the hats as opposed to the helmets. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I like the hats.
I like the guys that wear the hats too, but a guy that wears a hat was killed at a PBR event in Denver on Tuesday. Mason Lowe is the guy's name,
really?
Only 25 years old, ranked number 18 in the world, but it had nothing to do with his head.
Really?
Yeah, as horrible as this is, the bull stomped on his chest, and he's a big, heavy animal, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
And he suffered heart damage, and he died, and that's a shame. But, you know, so many times you worry about the head and the concussions all that stuff, and that rodeo is a dangerous sport. I'm going to get a little fired up for Sunday. Listen to Drew Brees give his pep talk before the San Diego game.
I'm grateful for a lot of things in my life. I'm most grateful to be a part of this. Because right here on this spot 11 years ago, I didn't know if I was going to be able to play football again. I thought my dream was getting ripped away from me. Chance to play for the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
To be a part of this team.
Yeah.
And I don't take that for granted.
Yeah. We went to play.
No, what, sir? We went.
That was from last year. If that doesn't get you fired up, I don't know what will. Mike in Gretna. Hey, Mike, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Morning to you, brother.
Morning.
Listen, what's when up? You was asking about the Saints players recognized, who should be recognized maybe just as much as Drew Brees, or Camaro or Thomas or any of the greats is our great field goal kicker. What a percentage he has this year. He's nothing but money. You can actually run to the bathroom when he lines up to kick the field goal and know you got points on the board. I just wanted to give him some credit.
He had a miss last week, but that was from 56 yards, and you're not going to make them all. But I'll tell you what, in terms of accuracy, you're right. What about on a defensive side? Because you mentioned all the offensive players just now.
Yeah, on the defensive side, brother, they have been so many guys stepped up to the plate. And I would say I just can't give it to one. All of them have stepped up. Look how we were in the beginning of the year. Everybody was scoring a gazillion points against us. Mm-hmm. Now it's our defense that's holding down the fort, keeping people under 20 points. So I give it to the whole defensive ball club. Man, who that, my baby?
I would say not just Anzalone. Thank you. Oh, Mike, Gretna. Real quick, are you getting more nervous or more confident as the week progresses?
Confident, exciting, can't wait. I got a room here dedicated to the New Orleans Saints. And, brother, I'm bringing a lot of stuff to my work. When people walk in, they know they speaking to a who dat fan, baby.
I hear you, Mike. Thank you for calling. One other thing somebody texted in about the NFL rules on noisemakers. I don't know if they've changed or not. I'm not telling you to bring anything into the dome. But if you do have tickets and you go, let me know what you can bring in and what you can't, because I'm reading articles about air horns and so forth. And back in the day, you could sneak them in. I don't know if you can now, post 9/11. And if you can't, what do you do to make noise? What's the best way? Is it just scream? Do you stomp your feet? We're just trying to get that 140 decibel range that Newell Norman's looking for on Sunday. Mel Uptown, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Good morning there, Tommy.
How you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm ready for game day.
I hear you. What do you think's going to go down on Sunday?
Saints are going to win 34-20.
Wow, so you don't think it'd be that close?
No, I don't think it'd be that close. If you recall the Rams game with Dallas put up 20 points on them, could have had more, and they were at home.
Mm-hmm.
And Dallas offense is not comparable to the Saints offense, so I give the Saints 34 points.
Well, you know, I'm talking about quarterback coach teams. If you look at the four that enter playoffs, Jared Goff, Sean McVay, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and Drew and Sean Payton, man, I don't think you can put Jason Garrett and Dak Prescott in that conversation, can you?
No, you can't.
All right, man. What about DeMario Davis, unsung hero?
I would say P.J. Williams.
P.J. Williams, okay.
Yeah, because he's got the toughest job playing that slot cornerback.
Yeah.
That's a tough job there. So he started out kind of shaky, but he's really played well the majority of the season.
Thank you, Mel. I'm glad you called. And Mel talks about a 14-point margin of victory. I'll play the clip for you in a little bit of Drew saying it might come down to a last possession game. And I was talking to a Saints fan Monday, and they just loved the fact that it was so close. And it almost made me sick to my stomach. So would you prefer a big victory when it comes to the Saints game, or as nonsensical as it would seem to some of us, would you prefer a blowout? I would prefer the blowout. I won't put my feet up and be comfortable. I don't want a tight game, but tell me what you would prefer.
Breeze in the shotgun, two receivers to either side. He empties the backfield as Mark Ingram splits out wide to the left. Breeze drops back, throws down the slot. Mike Thomas in stride. He's to the 30. He's to the 20. To the 10. Touchdown. Mike Thomas, 72 yards. And the Saints strike a hole in the hearts of the Rams in the fourth.
That was the dagger that they used. The Saints, in case you don't know, and you can look this up and watch the highlights of the game online, the Saints went out to a big lead in that game and then kind of hung on to win it. So I guess that has something to do with would you rather a blowout or a close game? And somebody texted in and said, which are the games you really remember? The butt clenchers. That game against Philadelphia was so tight, I had to have my chair reupholstered. Let's just leave it at that. Code word coming up in the $100 in the $1,000 nationwide cash contest. And sometime this morning, We're going to give away, when you hear Bobby J. Hebert do his Who Dat chant, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the sold-out NFC Championship game in the Dome this Sunday. I'm going to tell you what, it's a memory of a lifetime. Marty in Metairie. Hey, Marty, you're on WWL.
Good morning, Tommy.
How are you?
So look, fine, man. Listen, as always, you have a great show going on.
Oh,
Let me tell you.
Thank you. That's nice to see.
One of the things that you mentioned was about the noise, making noise, and asking could you get noisemakers in. Well, the article I read yesterday.
Marty, let me clean this up right now. I am not advocating anybody bring anything in to do anything. All I asked about was the NFL's policy. Now, if you want to tell me what you do or something else, that's fine, but I'm not advocating any of this because all hell broke loose in 09. So just tell me what you wanted to say.
No. All right, but let me explain this, too. I never meant to sound like that. I know
that. I'm not saying you. I'm saying me.
Since it came up, what they're saying is that, and this is me, not Tommy.
Gotcha.
You can download stuff like foghorns on your telephone, and that's what they're doing in a lot of NFL cities. They're downloading stuff like that. You can download noisemakers on your cell phones, and you can bring your cell phone in. That's different. That's not bringing in anything extra. And that was the main thing I was talking about there.
Hey, I hear you. Did you hear about this woman at the Northwestern where Zach Streif went? We just heard him on a call, Voice of the Saints. He went to Northwestern, big Northwestern fan. There's this woman that goes to the game. Her name is Emily. She goes to the games, and she's known as the Shrieker, and I think you'll be able to hear it here.
Has struggled with his shot the last two games. There's the lob. De La Rosa got inside of the lob.
You hear that shriek in the background. Northwestern actually went to her and said, could you please not do that? We're all for noise, but you're ruining the experience for everybody.
I know that could be aggravating maybe to the people you're sitting next to, but I think that's your fan.
I think she should make as much noise as she wants. I think they were wrong
Absolutely.
For that. Then I think they rescinded it. All right, give me a prediction, Marty.
Absolutely.
Give me a prediction.
I think we're going to win it by about 7.
All right, Marty, thank you. Right now, your chance to win $1,000 in the Entercom National Cash Contest. Code word this hour. Tour, T-O-U-R, text T-O-U-R to 72881, T-O-U-R to 72881 right now. You can win $1,000 cash. T-O-U-R as in the PGA or as in something you would take when you're on vacation. T-O-U-R, another code word coming up in an hour. And every hour through 5:59 p.m., $1,000 up for grabs each and every time. We never charge for text. Individual plan text and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive. If you go to the game, Saints game, what do you do to make the most noise? We'll be back, WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.